And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 12th of March, 2012. It's the centennial of the Girl Scouts in this country. Juliet Gordon Lowe of Savannah, Georgia, came back from a trip to England where she heard about the Boy Scouts and the Girl Guides, came back to Savannah, formed the first troop, 18 girls. It's the birthday of Jack Kerouac, born Lowell, Massachusetts, 1922, French-speaking Quebecois parents. He was a football star, went to Columbia on a football scholarship, and there he met Allen Ginsberg, William S. Burroughs, and Neil Cassady. Jack Kerouac idolized Neil Cassady, and he typed up the story of their cross-country adventures on a single scroll of paper 120 feet long, published in 1957, as On the Road. He depicts Neil Cassady, whom he calls Dean Moriarty, as a charismatic, bad boy, American hero. It's the birthday of the playwright Edward Albee, born Washington, D.C., 1928, adopted at the age of 2 weeks by Mr. and Mrs. Reed Albee of Larchmont, New York, of the Albee theater-owning family. They expected their son to go into business. He wanted to be a writer. He had a falling out with them when he was 20, moved to Greenwich Village, never spoke to his father again, didn't speak to his mother for 17 years. Wrote his first play, The Zoo Story, when he was 30, and 4 years later, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? It was his first Broadway play, produced in 1962, and a runaway hit. It's the birthday of the poet and author Naomi Shihab Nye, born in St. Louis, 1952. Father Palestinian, her mother American. Nye grew up in St. Louis, Ramallah, Jerusalem, and San Antonio, where she lives today. Her latest book, a collection of short stories, There Is No Long Distance Now. Naomi Shihab Nye, who said, "Poetry calls us to pause. There is so much we overlook while the abundance around us continues to shimmer on its own." It's the birthday of Carl Hiaasen, born Plantation, Florida, 1953, columnist for the Miami Herald, novelist, and his young adult novel, Hoot, won the Newbery Award in 2002. He has a new young adult novel, Chomp, due out later this month. It's the birthday of Dave Eggers, Boston, 1970, grew up in Lake Forest, Illinois. When he was a student at the University of Illinois, both of his parents died of cancer within 6 months, and he was on his own at the age of 21. He later said, "On the one hand, you were so completely bewildered that something so surreal and incomprehensible could happen. At the same time, suddenly, the limitations or hesitations that you might have imposed on yourself fall away. There's a weird, optimistic recklessness that could easily be construed as nihilism, but is really the opposite. You see that there is a beginning and an end, and that you have only a certain amount of time to act, and you want to get started." He wrote a best-selling book about it, a heartbreaking work of staggering genius. Here's a poem for today by Pat Schneider, entitled River. A delicate fuzz of fog, like mold or moss, all across the river, in this early light. Another day, I might have still been sleeping. What a pity. How the stars and seas and rivers, in their fragile lace of fog, go on without us. Morning after morning, year after year, and we disappear. A poem by Pat Schneider, River, from Long Way Home, published by Amherst Writers and Artists Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Constant Contact, now offering social campaigns, a new tool designed to help small businesses turn fans into customers. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.